IronOverload.io presents Iron Overload No Bullshit Podcast with your co-hosts, Steve from the American Underground and Mobster from the UK Iron Den. Get ready for the UG info like you've never heard before. No bullshit, no lies, straight hardcore truth. A bodybuilding podcast like you never heard before. And here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5.
IronOverload.io Hardcore Episode 71 coming your way. Today we're going to talk about Omnidren 250, 2024 version revisited. And we're going to update you on some of the newest information on Omnidren. We're going to talk about the differences between Omnidren and Susanon. And we're going to tell you, are they now the same? Were they ever different? We're going to kind of give you the facts behind if there were any differences in those two. We're going to talk about how to use Omnidren and how effective it is in different situations. So it's going to be a really, really fun podcast, Mobster. Let's get right to it. So let's kind of take care of the elephant in the room right away, Mobster, before, you know, things get too messy. And let's talk about Omnidren and Susanon. Look, the original formulas of both were similar. They both had four testosterone esters. They both added up to 250 milligrams total. They both contained three out of the four of the same esters. The difference at that time was the original Omnidren formula was the longest testosterone ester. So Omnidren, the longest test ester was hexanoate, and that had a nine-day half-life. Susanon's fourth ester is decanate, which has a 15-day half-life. So that was the difference. So that was the one difference, is the longest ester in both were not the same. Today, they updated the Omnidren. Now, Omnidren is the same as Susanon. So when you buy Omnidren 250 and you buy Susanon 250, it's going to be the same. They swapped in the decanate as their fourth ester in copy to Susanon. And the reason they did that is to reduce the amount of injections they wanted to do per week. Because the decanate has a much longer ester than the hex. You're talking about 15-day half-life versus 9-day half-life. So this means you can inject Omnidren less often at a higher dose. So instead of injecting 250 milligrams, let's say, you know, every 10 days, you can inject 250, you can inject 500 milligrams every 20 days. Does that make sense? So you're still getting 250 every 10 days. But the difference is you're not having to inject as much. So you do 2 cc's every 20 days. So that really cut down on the injections. That's good for people who are doing long-term testosterone replacement therapy. And just to make a note of it, the new Omnidren formula uses name testosterone haprindicum for testosterone decanoate because of the patent held by Organon on the decanoate name. So again, a lot of people confuse the names of these esters and don't understand that a lot of the names that we talk about, you're talking trade names that are patented versus the name of the actual drug versus the scientific name, blah, 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 blah. So don't look at Omnidren like, oh, Steve, you're wrong. Omnidren has testosterone capernicum, not testosterone decanoate.
It's the same.
So this is the things you learn on these podcasts that these boneheads out there on social media don't talk about when they talk about this stuff, because they don't read. Yeah. They don't read. But
Jumping for a second here, Steve. I mean, one of the things that can be confusing for most of us, including myself, including Steve, we're not chemists, okay? And what can be confusing, and it can make you sound educated, is if you use the various trade names. So you could be talking about exactly the same product, but from different companies, different labs, different pharmaceutical companies producing different things under license in different countries, but it's the same product. And let me give you an example again. And I was thinking this as Steve was talking. I've used a product called a testosterone blend. And when you looked at what the blend was, it was exactly the same as Susanon. It's just that's what they decided to call it from one of our approved sources. So it can be confusing, and it can make you sound cleverer than you are if you're talking to someone else and you're using a different brand name, you're using the same thing. Let me give an example. And we actually referenced this in a show that we just recorded. William Llewellyn, a.k.a. Bill Llewellyn, is famous for his book, which he no longer produces. And in fact, Steve, the prices online are crazy now because there's so much information online. And ironically, that's the reason he doesn't do it anymore. But I think I've got one of his, I think it's the 12th version of his steroid encyclopedia, 400 something pages upstairs. And it includes multiple photographs, brand names, the difference reference. And then one of the things that he does, especially in the earlier part of the book, all the different chemical names. Now, slightly annoying, some of those are fucking ridiculous, like 30 letters, Steve, because it's the chemical thing with the hyphen and the X and all this kind of stuff. And it's a real, real mouthful when it's 30 letters. So, of course, we shorten it, we shorten it, we shorten it. So test E instead of testing amphate and so on. It becomes incredibly confusing. And that's the reason we try to simplify it as everybody else does, but it can be confusing. This is an example. So as Steve said, in this example, calling one thing because of a patent issue doesn't mean it's different. It's the same thing. It's just the other chemical name or one of the other chemical names. And for example, again, in this analogy, the original formula of Omnidren versus the current formula of Omnidren, difference. So in the original form, it was slightly different in terms of the hexanate and required slightly more frequent pinning versus a slightly longer version in Sastama. So, you know, comparable in that particular example, there isn't a comparison. I'd be very surprised. And in fact, when Steve and I were talking about this in the pre-show, we were talking about the name Omnidren and where it was come from and who still uses it. And I said that when I first become interested in looking at steroids, I started to talk to people about steroids, doing my research, buying steroid type books, etc., and trying to get information. Original products that were available to me, which I've referenced in another show that we did, were Iranian and Pakistani products in vials and amps and so on and so forth. And I believe Pakistani Sastanon was available to me 30 something years ago. So we wasn't even talking about Omnidren yet. And yet I know that the person that I managed to get that product from back in the day, i.e. when I was 37, so 22-something years ago, was sourcing material, or 30-something years ago, I forget how old I am, Steve, was sourcing material via a Russian supplier. So, you know, ironically, we think that Omnidren as a name for Sastanon now is mostly an Eastern European thing, and yet I can't remember ever coming across Omnidren as a product here in the United Kingdom is available to me. So that it's out there. It can be confusing. You need to be aware of the difference between the original formula and the original chemical way it was put together versus what's available now. Now, I would argue it's more or less identical to Sastanon. And ultimately, your reason for taking a combination of esters in forms of testosterone is exactly the same. So you would literally have to be some kind of, and I'll put it crudely, anal freak, specifically looking for this, unless it's for medical reasons, just over personal preference versus using a testosterone blend or Sastanon. I can't see much of a difference there. But we'll get into it a bit more. Obviously, it's fun sometimes to discuss the history and how these things come to be developed, and that's the reason why we're doing this show.
Yeah, so at the end of the day, look, Eastern Europe, they tend to gravitate to Omnidren, and then Britain, more Sastanon, United States, more testosterone E, testosterone SIP. So it just depends where you're at in the world. But look, at the end of the day, it's important to remember, like with Sastanon, for example, there's different concoctions they've come up with. I've seen a Sastanon 270. I've seen a Sastanon 350. They're where they change the amounts of the steroids and enter, or they add another ester. So it could be five esters. So I think it's really, it's all about basically trying to reinvent the wheel. It's all about mixing up different esters. And at the end of the day, the idea behind Omnidren, just like the idea behind Sastanon, is you want one ester picking up after another. So you've got mostly long esters. The formula is mostly made up of longer esters, and you have a little bit of a short ester. And at the end of the day, the esters, you inject it, and then each ester picks up after another. And as you inject it over time, more of it builds up in your system till it reaches a peak level. And then it kind of levels off, and you're able to kind of go over them. Go ahead, Mobster. You want to jump in?
Yeah, I'm thinking. I wrote a note here. They say an original form of Coca-Cola and a lab wanting to stand out. So what do I mean by that? When Steve says about, you know, Sustan on 250 versus perhaps a version with 270, it's almost to me, Steve, like, you know, that as you said, trying to reinvent the wheel. So what does that mean by that? I mean, why call a product testosterone blend rather than Sustanon? Because you're already be doing something you shouldn't be doing. It doesn't matter if you're going to use the bloody name versus calling it something else. So it sometimes what happens in marketing and companies when they're doing these kind of things, and I've also wrote down about overseas pharmacies where you could quite often walk into, say, Mexico or Spain or Italy or some of these places where you still might be able to buy steroids over the counter, but typically they're in very small dosages. Typically you might only be able to get one package rather than you might want multiple packages for a cycle and so on and so forth. And you go in there thinking you're going to pick up something with 250 milligrams and it's 100 milligrams, even though the ester ratio is exactly the same. You think, what the fuck is this shit? I'm going to have to inject it more frequently and so on. Why did Coca-Cola do, you know, fuck about with their formula and have it to have original formula Coca-Cola and Coca-Cola Classic and all this kind of stuff? It's because somebody somewhere decided to do something differently, thinking that was going to bring them a new market, and they fucked up something that was selling incredibly well and was selling them billions of dollars, and they realized they kind of screwed it up. And people went mad and told them they were fucking stupid, and they went back to the original formula. This sometimes happens on occasion when it comes to certain steroids. And I'm thinking specifically of blends of steroids as per this example. Would there be a difference in anything apart from the overall amount? No. I've talked about, for example, products that where we've seen 400 milligrams, 350 milligrams, 400 milligrams, very, very rare, 500 milligrams per mil, because a lab can and because someone's asked for it. And then the reality of the situation is nine times out, it's in the higher dosage products tend to fucking hurt, or they don't work, or they crash more frequently and so on. And they're no more effective because a pharmaceutical company could have made them that way. So the reality of the situation is here, that what you're really looking at, what's proved to be most effective for the majority of users, and there's literally, in my mind, Steve, no need to fucking change it, is a product containing four different esters at 250 milligrams total. Call it what you like, but don't confuse the buyer. And the buyer can call it what they like, but don't confuse a buddy when you're talking about this particular thing. That's how it is, Steve. Renaming cars, calling something differently doesn't change what it is. And the people that were buying it before are going to buy it now. So any product, whether it's a cool testosterone blend or Sustanon or Omnidren, if it's got the identical amount of esters in the same ratios and it's around 250 milligrams, it's going to work for you listeners in 90-95% of the cases for what you want it for. And in the examples of the steroid stacks and the reason for using it that we're going to talk about on this show. You don't need to change things up just to stand out in the marketplace. That works for 5 minutes, but ultimately you're probably going to go back to 250 milligrams. So is there examples like Steve said of 270 milligrams? Yes. Is there a product out there back in the day that uses slightly different ester? Yes. Does it matter now? No. The reason for using it remains the same. The results and the aims and the buyers are the same. It's just the size of the marketplace that's probably changed because there's more of us about and there's certainly more of us using PEDs than there ever was before. So we keep it straight, we keep it simple, we keep it honest and brutal on this show. Back to you, Steve.
All right, so what's the best way to use Omnidren? So just like any testosterone, it really depends on your goal. So really, if you're looking to use it like for self-TRT, you're looking to do long-term TRT, check out our last episode. We got into a lot of TRT talk. We talked about, you know, different strategies for TRT long-term. You can check out that episode, which is number 70. We get a little more into it. But let me say this, like Omnidren, you know, that's what it's prescribed for. It's prescribed for TRT. It's not prescribed for cycling. It's not prescribed for that. Like really, it doesn't really make any sense to use it that way. But some people do. Some people like having different esters picking up after another. So if you're going to run Omnidren, you really have to aim for at least 10 or 12 weeks on a cycle. Or you can use it like to cruise. You know, you do a blast and then you can cruise on Omnidren for the duration of a few months and you stay on basically year round. So you could kind of go from there. So that would be a strategy that you could implement. Another strategy when it comes to Omnidrene, if you were to use it like on a cycle, let's say for 12 weeks, is you would basically run enough for it to be, you know, give you steroid-like effects beyond what a TRT level was. A TRT level would be 100, 125, maybe 150 milligrams a week, maybe 200 milligrams a week even. Sports TRT, now you're talking 250, 300. But if you really want to get the most out of a steroid cycle, guys like to jack up the Omnidrene to 2 cc's, 3 cc's, even 4 cc's a week on average, which would put you somewhere between 500 and 1,000 milligrams a week. So in that situation, that would be a cycle that you could do the Omnidrene with, and you could run it solo, and you could get some good androgenic and estrogenic effects on a cycle like that. Now, in a stack, you could do it a little differently. You could run, say, 1 cc of the Omnidrene, you know, once a week or once every 2 weeks, and you can stack in a different oral or a different injectable. Let's say you wanted to bulk up. A really good stack would be testosterone and DECA. So it'd be, you do the Omnidrene, because the Omnidrene is your testosterone. So you do the Omnidrene, and then you stack the DECA with it. I've done it before. I've done 500 milligrams of Sustanon, which is like Omnidrene. I've not specifically run Omnidrene, but it's going to be the same thing as Sustanon, the same thing as any testosterone, right? So I've done that with 400 milligrams of DECA. Crazy appetite increase, crazy bulk, crazy size, 10, 15, 20 pounds of size. Make sure you're running an AI. If you don't run an AI, you're going to blow up like a lot of water retention on a stack like that. So that's, that would be a good stack. You can be very flexible. You can run an oral with Omnidrene. You could do an oral for 6 weeks to kickstart or finish the cycle. You can run Winstrol with it if you want something dry, Anavar, T-Bol, Proviron, any of those. If you want something more that's going to give you more size and strength, you can do Dianabol or Anadrol even with it. Just be careful if you're stacking those because of the water retention and the side effects you could potentially get. Mobster, what are your choices?
I'm thinking, Steve, because of the short, medium, and longer esters that are in this particular product, I could actually come at a slightly different approach. And this would work, I think, for those of you that like to run longer cycles. I like my cycles to be relatively short. And on rare occasion, I run a longer cycles because I've had two competitions either end of the cycle. So, you know, 16 weeks apart or even 12 weeks apart. So I run an 8, 12, or 16-week cycle for those particular reasons. But that isn't the case any longer. So I tend to go for shorter cycles. However, in this, what I'm thinking here is, Steve, and I'm not a huge fan of kickstarting, as many listeners might be aware of, but I'm thinking because you've got a shorter, medium, and a longer-acting ester, I can actually think of something like Omnidrene or Sustanon at the beginning to have the shorter ester into my system relatively quickly, and then change, for example, to something that's just a longer-acting ester of testosterone halfway through the cycle. So, for example, if I was running something that's going to be, say, 12 weeks, I would run this for the first 4 to 6 weeks. And then as I get to the six-week part of the cycle, I would run something else. In terms of dosage, 100% agree with Steve. When I've run this in the past, in a Sustanon in the past instead of Omnidrene, and think of it in the same terms, I did exactly what Steve said. He was looking at around 2 mil or 2 cc, as we put it. And again, I was run, as I said, one of my favorite stacks is with DECA, exactly like Steve said. And I repeat what I've said in those previous shows. So again, dosage was roughly 50-50. So you're looking at about 300, 350 mil of each in my particular case. The 20 pounds that Steve referred to was on point. I've mentioned many times in different shows, different podcasts, going from 280 to 300 pounds on the Sustan DECA cycle. I'd expect exactly the same results here with the Omnidrene. And also what Steve said about the appetite. I've used this phrase in previous shows when I've talked about it, and it's literally thus, that I was eating sufficient food in the meal that's in front of me and already thinking about the next meal to come. So instead of 3 meals and snacks or whatever a day, I was doing 4 meals, and the appetite was just, it was just through the fucking roof, Steve. If I'd have wanted to, and if I hadn't been otherwise occupied, I think I could probably spend the whole day eating. And not really being sort of worried about it. I've probably gone over 300 pounds. So yeah, absolutely, Steve. In terms of the medical reasons, and I've said this before, and this is another reason why Omnidrene or Sustanon were created, And again, the reasons for short, medium, and long-acting S's is that in the case of, say, a burns victim, for example, you want to have some medical effect as quickly as possible. You don't want a patient catabolically burning off muscle tissue where they try to recover from, in my example, a burn, wasting away in bed while a long-acting ester is going to take 2 fucking weeks to build up in your system. You want that poor bastard, male, female, whoever, to be recovering as soon as possible. So the idea of short, medium, or long-acting esters in medical terms is to get something into the system real quick and start recovery straight away. And then obviously, as Steve said, the next ester, the medium one picks up, and the longer-acting ester picks up as well. That might mean, and we know this happens all the time, Steve, when it comes to medical things, and I'm not pretending to be a doctor or give you medical advice, they will be looking at their variables. They will be looking at your recovery. They will change, and this happens a lot. We've all been in hospital at some point. What you're on to change the recovery process as you get better, if you get worse, and so on and so forth. So, for example, benefits of Omnidren include increased protein synthesis, which is going to keep muscle tissue on if you're a patient, increased red blood cell count, increased strength and power. In other words, you're not super frail when you come out of hospital, and it applies, obviously, for other purposes, for performance enhancement. In case of a performance enhancement, increased intensity during training, definitely true in my case, Steve, because I was up in the doses that I've already mentioned, killing it in the gym, and faster recovery after workouts. I got asked, and I'll just touch on this briefly as well, some years ago on one of the grip focus websites, that if, did I think that steroids enhance my grip? And I said, no, it enhances, in this particular case, for Sustanon or Omnidren and DECA, my overall strength. What I did get from it, and I'm thinking strength-specific focus as I was and still am, my recovery was great between workouts. In other words, I was able to do more, work more, lift more, work harder, but specifically steroids enhanced my ability to recover from that increased intensity, from that increased volume, from the heavier weights that I was doing. But for bodybuilders, of course, like we've just said, and it worked for me in that particular way, an absolute fantastic stack, Steve said already, with the DECA, was an unbelievable mass builder. And something he doesn't mention here as a benefit, but I think it might apply in a few cases, and we've touched on it already, appetite. Some of you, and we see this occasionally on the forums, train real hard, 6 days, 7 days a week, and I try to get you to cut back. The problem that a lot of you have, enough of you to make it interesting, is that you struggle to get the sheer volume of food in. Here's something that Steve and I are both telling you, with DECA especially, absolutely fucking made our appetite go into overdrive. So if you struggle with eating, definitely check this particular one out, Steve. We know that some of you are 150 pounds, but you're old enough to be using steroids, and you're going to go on a stack, and I'm like, motherfucker, eat. This will help you eat. This. I don't have a problem with my appetite. I don't think Steve does. But this bitch put it into overdrive. So what do you think on that, Steve, before we move on?
Yeah, it definitely will increase. And then, you know, you're getting the testosterone effects in the body. And when you're running testosterone at a higher than what your body would naturally produce, you're going to get, you know, obviously, as long as you're a good reactor to estrogen and androgen, you're going to get a good libido improvement. Your erections are going to be stronger. You're going to get good effects, you know, and you're going to get a lot of different, you know, benefits when it comes to that. And it comes to
side effects, more
strength and all that. So you're going to get a lot of aromatization, the water retention, the androgenic effect, just depends on how much you run it at. You know, you're going to have different effects. Hold on a second. Yeah.
What about side effects?
So yeah, make sure you're running an AI. If you're running anything more than like 250, 300, 400, make sure you're using an AI. It's very, very important. And that's going to help, you know, with those estrogenic side effects. So, and make sure you're running your support supplements and all that other good stuff too. Now, the more androgenic stuff you stack with it, the more estrogenic stuff you stack with it, the more, you know, side effects you're going to get. So if you're going to stack something like Tren with Omnidren, obviously you're going to get more side effects. You're going to have those effects, and it's going to hurt you more. So you want to make sure that you're not overdoing it. You're not giving yourself so many side effects that's going to affect your gains. But you should get some nice, good gains on Omnidren, just like you would using testosterone. It's going to be the same effects. Some people swear all these esters, you know, I feel so much better getting these different esters. They pick up after one another, yada, yada, yada. But in a day, you know, test is test. It's going to have the same effects as just running test SIP or test E or whatever. So at the end of the day, is there really a point of running Omnidren? In my mind, it's not going to make a difference. But look, you know, if your source has good quality Omnidren, you want to try Omnidren just to see how your body reacts to the different esters, then go for it, you know? So that's what, you know, that's what's going to happen. So Mobster, finish up with your final thoughts. Take us to disclaimer.
Yeah, listen, guys, as always, with any particular PED choice, you need to make sure that you're picking the right products or the right form of testosterone, in this example, for your particular requirements, for your particular needs. As I said earlier on, the competition stack and cycle might differ. You look at the original use and preference that this product was made for versus how it's being used now. You don't have to do the crazy dosages that champions are using. So, for example, could this be used for TRT? Absolutely. I would still probably prefer, say, test SIP over this as a choice. For me, in terms of bulking, I've absolutely loved this particular product, the Sustanon form of it, of course, versus the Omnidren form. And again, make sure that you're clear on what you're discussing, if you do discuss it, or the options that are available to you through a supplier, an approved source, et cetera, et cetera. And again, whether that's just being clear on the esters that are in there and the frequency of pinning. So make sure you're understanding where you need to be in that particular regards. And as I said, even just in the name choice, and then it might be that some suppliers will use this name instead of Sustanon, but it is the original formula or close to the original formula versus Sustanon. Make sure that they're not swapping the name around and it is actually just straightforward testosterone blend or Sustanon that you're buying. That's what these podcasts are for. Keep you informed, keep you up to date, make sure that you're clear, you know what you're doing. And obviously they make sure that for you, it's the right choice for what your aims are versus say, for example, the other fella that's telling you about these particular products, because that's super, super important. Please note, we're not doctors and your opinions are ours. It's our view based on our experience and views on the topic. Our podcasts are for informational purposes and entertainment only. The freedom of speech and the First Amendment applies.